The next item on the agenda is item number 5, Bruce R. Lee, number 200357.
That's why we got the long cord. Well, not yet.
Commissioner Baldwin, members of the commission, good morning. This should be a quick item for you. Bruce Lee is requesting authorization to construct two 48-foot-long timber jetties alongside his existing boat ramp at his property on the Rappahannock River in Caroline County. The project requires a wetlands and a sub-acres permit.
Can you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, sir. Randy Owen. I think I need to be sworn, sir.
Do you swear the testimony that you give today would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
You are acting today as the default wetlands board because Caroline County has not adopted the wetland zoning ordinance. The project's located approximately 16 miles upstream of the Route 301 bridge and the town of Port Royal on the Rappahannock River. The river at this location is approximately 600 feet wide. This is a photograph of Mr. Lee's existing pier and boat ramp, which he applied for and was approved by the commission in 1998 when it was constructed. This ramp routinely shoals over with muddy sediments, limiting its use and accessibility. The proposed jetties, which are highlighted or are shown in the red lines, have been aligned on either side of the concrete ramp, and they do avoid the tidal vegetated wetlands you see in the photograph. These are the drawings depicting the same thing. You see the ramp in gray. The timber jetties will be installed on either side of it. We have not received any negative public comment or objections to this project. I have spoken with both of the adjacent riparian property owners who have not raised objections. So for my summary and recommendation, the proposed timber jetties are aligned to avoid impacts of the existing tidal freshwater vegetated wetlands and should reduce the rate of muddy sediments depositing on the ramp and the need to remove the material from the ramp surface. The project will result in impacts to approximately 9 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. Compensation for these impacts is not deemed necessary based on BMRC's existing wetlands mitigation compensation policy and supplemental guidelines. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28-2-1302-10B of the code and our wetlands compensation policy and supplemental guidelines, we recommend approval of the project with the royalty of $14 for the encroachment over 14 square feet of state-owned submerged land assessed at a rate of $1 per square foot. One last comment, Commissioner. In my evaluation, I have 28 square feet, but I made a math error, and I have corrected it for this morning's meeting. So it's a $14 recommended encroachment royalty. That's all I have, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Are there any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Owen in reference to this project? Hearing none, this is a public hearing. Is anyone in the public wishes to be heard on this matter for or against?
I don't have any.
There being none, the matter is before the commission.
Chairman, I move we approve item 5, John Zedrin.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve item 5. Is there a second to the motion?
Second. James Miner.
Second by Mr. Miner. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.